Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
America was built by men and women who endured. In her economic as well as political history, America's successes are rarely stories of sudden discoveries, but are rather consistently examples of the fruit of determined endurance. Cyrus Field worked for more than 13 years to lay the first transatlantic telegraph cable. Charles Goodyear was in and out of prison for his debts, but he persisted in his rubber experiments until he perfected the process of vulcanization. In fact, it was actually while in prison that one of Goodyear's several inventions was completed. You know, during his youth, Thomas Edison worked after hours to raise the money he needed to carry on his early experiments, and once established on his own, when Edison took up a project, he tenaciously bulldogged his way through thousands and thousands of failures until he devised a marketable success. Hey, providing for a family of five on $9 a week in the mid-19th century, a machine shop employee who was named Elias Howe endured through hunger and hardship to design and build the first sewing machine. A man named James Townsend bored well after well in search of oil when all others had quit. He spent the last of the money he was able to invest before his patient endurance struck oil and opened up the industry. In every industry, endurance has been a critical factor for success. So rare is sudden success that it is almost non-existent. It is endurance, persistently working and improving, that opens the heavy doors of success. When laboring day after day, among the men and women in your company and in your life, be alert to the demonstrations of endurance that you observe. Take time to commend those who exhibit this important character quality. Generally, endurance will not bring quick results, so do not look for results as the basis for commendation. Rather, watch for the evidence of endurance being manifested, and then praise those who demonstrate it. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL.